Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tommy Ashley and Greg Barnes from Inside Carolina with you. Greg, it's Friday, and the Final Four starts Saturday afternoon in Minneapolis. Carolina will not be there. In the process of losing to Auburn, the Tar Heels got their offseason going early. Garrison Brooks, who will be a big factor in North Carolina's 2019-20 season, will have plenty of time to hone his game, become a more solid option for Carolina down low.
Yeah, for sure, Tom. And I think the fact that Armando Bacot is a five-star center. He is a big-time recruit coming in next year. He'll get a lot of the attention, and for good reason. He's a great player. But I think he's a guy that is a legitimate five. And Garrison Brooks, while he played five this past year, he is a four. I think you can really say that Garrison Brooks is probably the most improved player for North Carolina this past season. I don't think North Carolina is a number one seed in the NCAA tournament without Garrison Brooks' improvement. One thing we talked about all last offseason, all throughout the summer months, was because of what happened against Texas A&M in Charlotte the previous March, North Carolina could not reach its goals of contending for an ACC title and therefore contending for a national title if it did not establish somebody in the post to help out Luke May, whether it be Garrison Brooks or Sterling Manley or Brandon Huffman. And Garrison Brooks really kind of figured out what his niche should be, and that's to be a great defender. North Carolina didn't need the scoring. It was a great scoring team. They needed a defender in the post. And while Brooks is not a guy that could be a rim protector, he is a guy that was very good defensively. He led the team in defensive player of the game honors. I mean, he really emerged as the guy that could be steady in the post. That allowed Luke May to play the four more often, where he's most effective, and that was the key. So with Bacot and Brooks down low, I think that is a very good front court for UNC. Add in Sterling Manley, who was injured this year. I think that's a pretty good setup for North Carolina moving forward.
Carolina's offseason is officially here. Tar Heels have a lot of work to do to get ready for next season.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting. As a valued listener, you can get the first month of your Inside Carolina subscription for just a penny. Just enter promo code WCHLOFFER, all one word, on the order page.